Blog.
You know, BT, news, music would be good.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, I heard it go off, and then it got really quiet, and I was like, what in the world?
I'm giving you a little GTA today in honor of L.A. Noire being released and making another epic milestone, being one of the first times a game trailer was featured on IMDb. Way to go, Rockstar.
I want that game.
Epic. We do love us some Rockstar, but they don't want to know we exist. I guess they have to flash them some fluffy cakes or something. I don't know.
Fluffy cakes!
They will send us a few goodies here and there, but they won't come off the noir. Come on, Rockstar. So anyway, as I was telling you, that Focus game,
Wonder
what I'm talking about. There'll be a review up later. What a lovely iPad game we got. Those of you who have iPads, yes, I have forayed onto the iPad. I am not pleased, I will tell you.
She's forayed onto the iPad.
It's not to get a game from the App Store is not very user friendly. I'm gonna need for y'all to work on your interface or something. It's not cute. I was not pleased. It took me an hour to find what I need to find. Oh, I played this last night. I'm sorry, I'm posting this. Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Angry Birds. It's a good thing. That's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ginger, my poor Ginger's tired today.
I am so tired today. I'm trying not to be. I did not sleep last night.
Oh, bad.
I know. I don't know what the deal was. I just could not sleep. And then I was awake, like, first thing this morning. And I was like, no. No. And I was, what was worse is I woke up thinking, oh my God, the sun's up, look at that. Oh crap, I probably slept through the show. Corey's probably called me, my phone's in the other room, kill me. And then I look at the clock and it's like right at 7 a.m. I was like, are you kidding me? Yes, I was not happy.
You know what I find to be the worst about not being able to sleep? Is I'll go wander around Second Life, because usually there's always somebody in Second Life, but for some reason, there's nobody in Second Life when you can't sleep.
That is, everyone's going to bed, and I was like, no, somebody's got to stay up and keep me company. They're all like,
even
oh,
the yes, even the UK people are sleeping for some reason, and they should be up.
I was like, you don't even have a job. Why are you supposed to sleep? Stay up and keep me company.
Hey, you don't have a job. Oh, no, ma'am.
No, it's like, you don't have anywhere to go in the morning. Keep me company.
Oh, the poor Ginger. Poor
no. Oh, we got to go to bed. I was like, oh, I hate y'all.
Well, I'm gonna jump off here just so I can get you riled up.
Don't you be stealing my story.
No, I'm not stealing your story, but I do want to let you guys know you're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Yay, and I'm Corey.
Oh, see, now you got me this morning. And I am Jason Terry. Okay, or Oprah, whichever one you feel like calling me today.
Oprah.
Oprah's good. I want Oprah's money.
Oprah, can I have a car, Oprah?
You get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car.
All right, we may be a sly bit goofy this morning. Bear with us.
Be afraid. So I have been telling you every day, and this has nothing to do with gaming other than I'm just mad at Arnold because he attacked us, and I think Turnabout is fair play.
He's a tool, a complete and flipping utter tool.
Yes, he is. Ban our games, will you? Try to ban our games, will you, Arnold? Ah, somebody should have banned you from the housekeeper's bedroom. So, we find out what this chick looks like today. And I just want to give the men out there a heads up about women, something you must know. If you are going to cheat on your girlfriend slash wife or whoever it is, significant other, please make sure that they look like Halle Berry, that they look like Megan Fox. They are absolutely gorgeous. The woman is like, I get it, I understand. If not...
I've done it too. Yeah.
If not,
that is. For the love of God, don't ever let the paparazzi take pictures of your ugly mistress.
If she is not epically gorgeous, that is when your woman is going to say, you know what? I'm going to go, what's the song from the 90s? If you don't know this song, look it up, girls. It's called Blue Cantrell, Hit 'Em Up Style, where she says, I'm going to put my hands on your cash and spend it all for the hard times. That's what's going to happen to you if your chick doesn't look like Megan Fox, Halle Berry, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Please
and
do not.
And this chick did not at all.
This woman, I can't even see where there was a time where she might have been pretty. And I know it's not about that for you guys. But I'm telling you, from the woman's standpoint, this is my advice to you guys out there. If you're going to do it, make sure she's gorgeous. Make your girl say, okay, I see. I can't mm-hmm. compete with that. But when she doesn't look as good, I'm taking your cash. Okay.
I'm taking your cash. I'm going to spend it.
To the last dime.
Mm-hmm.
So you, real quick, and I'm going to jump off of this after I say this. We told you yesterday the kid was 10. Turns out he's 14. That puts him in the same age range as Arnold's current children, meaning his wife was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Which makes him, I mean, beyond the point that he's a scumbag anyways, but your wife is pregnant. She is growing something, a living life form inside of her, and you're off porking the ugly mistress?
And then come
what
along
is
later.
Wrong with you?
Look, and then come along years later and say how video games are going to ruin the family structure.
And the other deal that I have to go to, and I hope he's had some kind of relationship with this child. I really have, because for 14 years, if you ignored that child and did not acknowledge that child for 14 years,
I'm gonna say no.
You are the lowest flipping scumbag on earth.
I'm going to say no, he didn't, because apparently the woman's husband thought he was the child's father up until it was announced on TV
a couple
days
ago.
She
was even married. Wow. Arnold, please, go put a plastic bag over your head, tie it around the end, and just do us all a favor.
I had to do it, people. I had to do it. And again, if he hadn't attacked us, I wouldn't be attacking him. I'm making a point here. I appreciate the love and support.
Hypocrites!
Mm-hmm. Our games are not... what, did the video game have something to do with you going in the room? Were you confused about the start button?
Oh, but you're going to find out. Oh, it was those violent movies I was in. They made me do it.
Of course. It's always the violent movies.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to move along. I'm done ripping Arnold a new one, and I'll be doing it every morning. mm-hmm. Until I get tired of it, because, yeah, all that ruckus you caused. All right. I do have a story, actual story, if I may, Miss Ginger.
You may.
Thank you. You are so kind.
Oh.
I also want to say hello to Bryce. Bryce DuCoin from our YouTube channel. Life View.
Yay.
Yeah, he apparently likes the Microsoft conference, but he's upset about the Skype merger. I want to say hello to you. We understand your pain. We're just as worried. All right. News.
Keep your Microsoft out of my... Yeah, out of my Skype.
Keep your Microsoft out of my Skype. Keep your Skype out of my Microsoft. Mm-hmm. All right. So you guys that love your fantasy games will be happy to know that Dawn of Fantasy is revealing an exclusive first look at Kingdom Wars, which we've not put up yet, but it is uploading as we speak. Dawn of Fantasy's second developer diary is what I'll be putting up from assistant producer and lead writer Gordon Farrell is back. He is back to guide viewers through another game mode, this time with the help of Aurel Parkus, who's the assistant voiceover director and voice actor for several elven characters. The captivating duo takes players through Dawn of Fantasy's innovative Kingdom Wars game mode. Kingdom Wars, wow, is in loving the story slides. You know what? It moves on the page. Kingdom Wars is exclusively single-player, conquer-the-world-style campaign mode with a mix of skirmish and MMORTS gameplay elements, like StarCraft, to create a new action-packed experience. This game mode, of course, takes the epic siege warfare, continuous army progression, army construction, and world map from the massively multiplayer online kingdom mode and pairs it with an intelligent and aggressive AI, improved diplomacy features, and the ability to control conquered strongholds. At the same time, Kingdom Wars leaves out select online kingdom mode elements, including city construction, advanced economic micromanagement, and story-driven quests to promote fast-paced action at every turn. I want to play a single player now since you said economic micromanagement. That's right up my
head. Yeah, I knew I lost you when you heard that.
What? So they're saying the three great realms of Mythidor await you as a unifying leader. Will you step up to the challenge? So we will have the video up for you in about 30 seconds, around the time it takes Ginger to read her story.
yes, yes. All right, I'm pulling this story from Eurogamer. Yeah, a video of a private presentation of Project Cafe by a video games editor has appeared. Oh, yes, ooh, yes, ooh, yes. Ooh. The footage shows a on-screen diagrams of a controller with a screen. The controller has a similar shape and layout to an Xbox 360 pad. It's reminiscent of a Dreamcast pad, too, they say. Another diagram notes the central screen diagonal measurements of 6 inches. Add to that measurement of the surrounding analog stick, D-pad, and face button areas, and we're looking at a beefy controller indeed. The Project Cafe console can also be seen. It looks like an elongated Wii and appears to be black and white in the flesh. The dialogue accompanying the presentation slides can't be made out. There's no sound. Is the footage real? They say it could be, but take that with a generous pinch of salt, they also add. Project Cafe is the code name for Nintendo's successor to the Wii. The company has confirmed the console's existence and prepared the world for a reveal at the E3 early next month. The writer goes on to say, rumor has it that the Project Cafe controllers feature a touchscreen that can stream and play games. The effect of this could be a split-screen, quartered game like Mario Kart being easier to view on individual controllers. You may also be able to carry on playing a game if parents want to commandeer the telly to watch a film.
Oh, that would be hot.
That would be. Because
you can do that now.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And I'm looking at this, and it looks kind of hot. Project Cafe itself is rumored to have at least as much grunt as an Xbox 360 and PS3, which finally means HD resolution support. The machine apparently uses a 25-gigabyte disk format, which may or may not be Blu-ray, and has an 8-gigabyte onboard storage.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it is over on Eurogamer.net if you want to go check out the video. I'm going to actually see if we can't find it ourselves and put it up on the website. So check back at Gaminatrix if you don't want to head over there.
They are hoarding that video is what they're doing.
I bet they are, too.
They are hoarding it. They won't share those. Bastards.
Damn, they not share.
Those bastards, and they said they loved us.
Hot looking too.
I'm wondering who took the video because somebody's gonna be out of a job. I just want to say that.
Uh huh.
You all know somebody's gonna be out of a job. Don't even lie or pretend like they're not. They're gonna know who took it.
Yeah. This looks a lot like the old Wii, but.
And this is supposed to be Microsoft, right?
Oh, and there it is in the flesh. Oh, they actually have one down there.
Yeah.
Oh, that is hot. I didn't see that first time around.
Be afraid.
Oh, that is hot, people.
Yeah, it was hot enough to lose a job over. I'm just saying. Somebody's going to be fired.
Somebody is going to be fired because you can tell who they're sitting behind. Mm-hmm, somebody's in trouble.
Unless they meant to do it on purpose.
Maybe.
That's a possibility to see how the public would react before E3. Could be possible. I guess we'll know. They'll either be fired or they
won't. Yeah, I'm thinking fired from a cannon into the sun.
Poor Ginger. If my Ginger's not in a good mood today, you all are in trouble.
I'm in a good mood. That was a Futurama quote.
No, I mean, you said it with not your jovial, your normal jovialness. It's like, I really am going to fire you into the sun.
That is possible. That's a possibility if I don't get a nap. somebody's gonna step wrong, and then somebody's gonna find a landmine.
Oh God, you said a landmine. All right. Well, you lovely people, I have joined in. Yes, I've joined in with this as well. Angry Birds hit 200 million downloads, and I'm one of those 200 million.
Wow, woman.
Today, Rovio announced that the increasingly popular Angry Bird games have been downloaded a total of 200 million times on various platforms, not on one. The Angry Birds gaming franchise, which consists of games Angry Birds, Angry Birds Seasons, and Angry Birds Rio, has been seen a steady number of downloads in the first half of the year so far. All games are available on major smartphone platforms, with PC and Mac versions also in the market, so you don't have to have an iPad if you want to. I will say it's much more fun on the iPad. Says we have seen more growth and engagement with Angry Bird games and merchandise across all markets, and that's from Mikael Head, the CEO of Rovio.
He says the growing number of fans gives us more incentive to keep creating more fun, fresh fun, and engaging Angry Birds experiences, making them available to everyone. Last week, Angry Birds was launched in the web, on the web for the first time in the Chrome web store. I didn't know Chrome had a web store. That's news to us. The game can also be played in the web, in your web browser, and offline play is also available when you install it from the Chrome web store. See, I don't like that you had to mention that. I'm not buying anything from the Chrome store just because you said it. The web version attracted 6 million individual fans of the game in less than 1 week. The demand for Angry Birds merchandising has also been growing, with over 3 million units sold globally and shipped to more than 100 companies. Rovio has appointed licensing agents worldwide with Striker Entertainment, Wild Pumpkin in Australia, PPW in China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, Pacific Licensing in Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, LID Licensing in Brazil, and YPL in Israel, representing the Angry Birds property in their respective regions. Currently, Rovio is busy creating a social game around Angry Birds, expanding to new areas of the entertainment business and preparing for more growth throughout 2011. Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and I see why after playing it for 3 hours yesterday.
3 hours?
Well, I was able to multitask. I had the iPad in my lap, and I was sitting in front of the keyboard typing and doing other things. But, yeah, it was 3 hours of play. Like, I'd wait. You know, you wait for stuff to load up, so then I'd kill a few pigs, and then I...
kill a few pigs.
I think what gets the people is the pigs laugh at you when you can't hit them with the birds. They laugh, and that pisses you off. You're like, I'm going to get you. Start the level over. Start it over. Yeah, that's how they get you.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how they get you. I warned you.
Well, it's hump day, Miss Corey.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there's Miss Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. Swindon Museum of Computing celebrates 30 years of Miss Pac-Man.
Did I wake y'all up? I had to throw that in. I didn't work.
No, I'm trying. Meant so much caffeine. After the success of last year's Pac-Man 30th anniversary celebrations, the Museum of Computing in Swindon will this year be celebrating Miss Pac-Man's 30th birthday. On Saturday, the 21st of May, a free Miss Pac-Man party event is being organized at Wharf Green in Swindon Town Center. The highlight will be the Human Pack Maze, where the public can participate in the Miss Pack Maze. Where the public can participate in the Miss Pack Maze challenge. There will also be Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man gaming, face painting, and Museum of Computing volunteers will be there to let the public know about all the events and exhibitions coming up at the museum. Finally, back at the museum, visitors will be able to play variations of Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man on a variety of machines, such as the Atari 2600, Nintendo GameCube, Game Gear, Sega Master System, and many other
games. Oh, delicious. We've got to move.
We've got to move over the pond. Museum curator Simon Webb said, a lot of people prefer Miss Pac-Man to the original. We thought it was only right to give her a day of her own.
That's right.
Last year, we had people from all over the country come down for the Pac-Man event. It was a fabulous day. The action kicks off at Wharf Green at 11 o'clock and will go until 1600. This is not an event to be missed. The museum will be open from 9:30 until 1700. Normal admission charges will apply. If you're in the area and you want to head over there and check it out, or if you want to just check it out on the web, you can go to museumofcomputing.org.uk.
And what's the date on that, May the 26th?
May the 21st, Saturday, May the 21st.
So we may have to do our own little tribute to Miss Pac-Man all over our page. We love you, Miss Pac-Man. We were talking about doing a tribute, so good somebody else was on the same page. We'll do it with you. Not do it with you. All know what we mean.
I'll just show you the cosplay bikini for Miss Pac-Man I found earlier.
Well, ooh, do share.
I was like, wow.
All right. Well, Sony, unfortunately, PS and Apocalypse is just a never-ending thing for them. Right now, GamesIndustry.biz is reporting that they're suffering further issues because a PSN password exploit has been exposed. Sony's efforts to control the negative press surrounding the PSN security breach have suffered yet another blow. after it's been revealed that an exploit on the webpage used to reset PSN passwords allows anyone with access to a user's account, email, and date of birth to change the password. What compounds a problem for Sony is that this information was part of the data compromised during the PSN security breach itself. There was video evidence of the exploit passed to our homies over at Eurogamer.net. Having been exposed on Nelvia.com, it is not known how many accounts were affected. The page itself has since been taken down, meaning that the mandatory password reset for returning customers is currently unavailable. Unfortunately, this also means that those who are still trying to change their passwords via PlayStation.com or Curiosity.com will be unable to do so for the time being. Sony said in a statement that it's due to essential maintenance, and at present it's unclear how long it will take. In the meantime, you'll still be able to sign into PSN via your PlayStation 3 and PSP devices to connect to game services and view, of course, your trophy and friends information. Sony has been contacted for a response regarding this. So they've not heard anything, and neither have we. Wow. Sorry, Sony. But get up again. Come on.
Get up, Sony. Get up, Sony. You can do it, Sony.
Come
on, you can.
Say, fall down 7 times. Get up 8. Get up, Sony. Come on. I have been arguing with people for the past, 3 days, saying that they did tell you it was May 31st when they were officially expecting it to be at backup and fully running. So I'm kind of expecting this type of stuff to be going on until May 31st. That's your deadline for me. So I'm not expecting everything to be working properly. They still got to work it out. Hello? Did we lose our ginger? I think we may have lost our ginger. So I guess I will go on to the next story. Poor Ginger. Oh, she's going to be mad when she comes back. All right. So we have some other interesting things going on. Gears of War 3. Guys, wow. Gears of War 3 is now officially the fastest pre-order title in platform history. Public multiplayer beta enlists more than 1.29 players, helping shape the biggest blockbuster of 2011. Ginger, are you back?
I think so, maybe.
Did you get dropped?
Oh,
my poor Ginger. My poor Ginger.
She's dead. Like, Time Warner, I hate you.
Mm-hmm. That's why,
make
sure you sign up on our event that we put up, begging Verizon to bring Fios to our towns, our respective towns. Please sign up. Please do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had jumped to another story since I didn't know if you were going to be gone for a good long while. But Microsoft and Epic Games today announced that Gears of War 3 has surpassed the 1 million worldwide pre-orders, making it the fastest pre-ordered Xbox exclusive title. I'm going to need for them not to put those two words together again.
I hate it when they do that. It's like, why do you do that? You're just doing that because of us. That's not nice.
Yes, they send it to us. But it's the fastest pre-ordered Xbox exclusive title to reach this milestone in the history of the platform, launching 20th of September this year. Gears of War marks the conclusion of one of the most renowned sagas in video game history, and fans are already lining up to join Marcus Fenix and his fellow COG soldiers in humanity's final stand against the parasitic lambent and savage locust threats, helping propel Gears of War 3 pre-orders worldwide. 1.2 million of you fanboys and girls out there from more than 143 countries answered the call to join the Gears of War public multiplayer beta, featuring 3 distinct gameplay modes across 4 new maps. What is with the people? Do y'all not check the... Anyway, while running on dedicated servers for the first time, the multiplayer beta concluded on Sunday, 15th of May, with clans collectively logging more than 249 years worth of gameplay over Xbox Live. Amazing.
Wow. That is nuts, actually.
Yes. Okay, so over the course of 4 weeks, fans played more than 11 million multiplayer matches, earned... ribbons and also earning ribbons and medals, unlocking weapons, skins, and finishing off enemies with countless new execution. Good God, among other incredible feats, and a couple more statistics for you. More than 920 million kills were recorded. More than 131 million executions performed. More than 23 million deaths by chainsaw. nearly 23 billion bullets fired, 460 million ribbons, and 294 million medals were earned. 435,000 people earned the beta exclusive Thrashball Coleskin to use in the game when they get their copy in September. 234,000 people earned the beta exclusive Gold Retro Lancer to use in the retail game when it launches in September. Also developed by the acclaimed. I'm going to give up talking today. Yeah.
I feel you.
Of course, you can pre-order. You can still go ahead and pre-order three different versions of Gears of War. We don't have the American pricing, so this is in, you know, that magical overseas money. $49.99 for the standard. The limited is $59.99, and Epic is $99.99, which probably translates to about $121.49 for us.
Something like that.
Yeah. So you, of course, can find additional details on the game and the beta over at gearsofwar.xbox.com. I am not, I don't know. I could not get into the Gears of War thing.
No, and I don't know. I thought about it, and I almost rented it the other day, but it looks so much like
Halo.
Halo. I was like, and I like Halo. Don't get me wrong. I like Halo. I own them all. But why would I play another Halo if I have the original Halo, you know?
That was exactly my reasoning. And I believe the first one came out at around the time, you know, Halo was out. So it didn't do anything for me. Sorry.
Mm.
Sorry, guys. Mm. Maybe one day I'll pick it up and I'll say, wow, this was epic. I missed out. But for right now, I'm so not interested.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm.
All right. Well, if Time Warner is done being a complete jerk to me, I think I can read a story. Time Warner, I hate you. All right, I'm pulling the story from GamePolitics.com. Looks like Microsoft and Xbox may be having a little bit of an issue. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not the PSN apocalypse this time. Some Xbox 360s may be incompatible with the new disc format. Oh, yeah. You may have heard of Microsoft's new Xbox 360 disc format and an upcoming firmware update to add support for it, but you may be one of those Xbox 360 owners whose system doesn't support it. The new XGD3 disc standard adds an additional 1 GB of usable data to 360 DVDs, but a small number of Xbox 360 systems are having trouble supporting it. According to a Kotaku, one beta tester owned such a system, and Microsoft rectified the situation by giving him a new system and a year's worth of Xbox Live Gold. Microsoft has not commented on the story, so this generosity could be just an isolated incident. The beta tester Avery Penn says, checking my email earlier today, I found a rather interesting message from Xbox customer support saying that a software update is stopping some Xbox 360s from reading game discs. Saying they were able to detect this issue over Xbox Live, Microsoft went on to say that after jumping through all the necessary hoops, they'd send me a brand new Xbox 360S and a year's free Xbox Live. At this point, my jaw hit the floor. Avery claims that his Xbox 360 and Xbox 360 60GB Pro from 2009 was still playing discs at the time the email was sent. Besides adding support to the new format, the firmware update adds a whole new layer of anti-piracy protection, much to the chagrin of pirates everywhere. It makes it a lot more difficult to use pirated software burned to a DVD, according to several sources. Other reports indicate that Microsoft is asking developers to help them in the fight against piracy and is working on a number of new APIs that make it harder to run stolen software on the platform. It seems like Microsoft might be willing to spend the extra money it takes to help users get by any disk format compatibilities, because it isn't really about the disk format at all. It's about dealing with piracy.
Yes, and the pirates are just going to get smarter.
They are.
You're going to frustrate the players. Yeah, just going to frustrate the players.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying let it go, but stop saying it's piracy. You just wanted to cause us problems. You hate us.
Why you gonna hate on us?
They hate us. Okay, you lovely people out there that are like me that like to get a little bit of return on your games, not just by selling them, but you buy some stock in some of the companies. Well, if you're like me, you're kicking yourself this morning because for some reason it slipped my mind to buy stock in Take-Two, you know, the company that made that game, that new game, L.A. Noire?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shares in publisher Take-Two closed at $17.10 yesterday. That's an increase of $1.23 or $7.75 over the previous day's total. $7. Now, you're
wow.
probably saying, what's $7? Just imagine if you had $100 in that stock. Just do the math. Or $1,000 even. Some of you that are planning on going out and buying your new system, you're saving for it. You could have bought 2, 3, 4, 5 of those bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
That rise, which saw a 32-month peak of $17.50 earlier in the day, is attributed largely to the critical success of crime thriller – why can't I talk today? L.A. Noire, which achieved a Metacritic score of 91 and 92% on Xbox 360 and PS3 after its review embargo expired on Monday evening. We really did. They did not give us copy. I should cut. I'm cutting. Wait till I get two packs. While the game is
in trouble now.
Whilst the game is yet to be available at retail, the price bump reflects market confidence and marketability of the title, which is something of an experiment for the publisher. Moving away from a focus on action and shooting, L.A. Noire instead uses highly accurate facial mapping techniques and dialogue to spin a tale of post-war L.A.'s seedy criminal underbelly. The $17.50 price tag is the highest for the company shares since September 2008, when they touched $27 after EA staged a series of unsuccessful takeover bids for Take-Two, who were, at the time, in financial turmoil. EA tried to step to the rock star. Remember the ball that I told you about? Can't be knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, the publisher fortunes have improved considerably, with Metacritic naming it the best publisher in February for consistent performance. You can, of course, read all the critical consensus of L.A. Noire over somewhere on gamesindustry.biz. I am very impressed with Rockstar, as you all know. I love them. I do. Although they don't love us back.
No, apparently not. Speaking of L.A. Noire, if you are a comic fan, web comic fan like I am, and you happen to like Control-Alt-Delete, head over there and go look at their thing for today for L.A. Noire. Epically hilarious. I about peed my pants. Seriously. I know, and I'm sounding tired, so it sounds all like, nah. You gotta go over there. I laughed so flipping hard. That could be why I'm tired.
That is good stuff over there.
So Control-Alt-Delete, go check it out, because I won't ruin the spoilers for you, but seriously. Oh, my God. All right, so my turn. Yeah, I'm going to read this one just because it makes me laugh. Rama City lays its foundations. A big point introduces casual game or casual gaming for casual men. I'm gonna die. Okay, anyways, building fun in your browser. Big Point makes its first casual game targeted specifically towards men. Rama City and Rama City building your dream city is just. Did you already read this one?
I don't know.
And Rama City Building Your Dream City is just the beginning. Starting off small with a few trailer homes.
No, I didn't, but you said trailer homes. I really want to hear the rest of this. Go ahead.
All right, so starting off small with a few trailer homes, players slowly expand their cities, eventually turning them into booming urban metropolises. Gamers won't only have a good time building homes in Rama City, but they'll also be able to bring their cities to life with city planning, daily quests, as well as social game functions and adorable, fun-loving citizens. New information and new game artwork is already upon the official website of RamaCity.com to whet your appetite in the run-up to the official open beta launch. Games like Rama City are closing the gap between gaming newcomers and seasoned gaming veterans, says Tobias Reisberger, chief games officer at Big Point. After the success of Famarama and Zumumba, Rama City is our chance to incorporate male target audiences into our casual game portfolio and combine visually stunning graphics and sophisticated gameplay with a casual game that is easy to start and play. All right, so what is it? New gameplay details. Reciprocity is the golden rule in Rama City. Players can send their citizens to visit their friends' urban centers in order to help them out by upgrading their buildings and factories. Interaction with others and sociability are key in Rama City if players want to become successful town mayors.
But that's not all that awaits Roma City players. There are also plenty of other challenges for them to tackle in their cities. Players will have to properly manage their most important resource, energy, to increase the productivity of their companies, create new jobs for their citizens, and design a functional infrastructure to meet their needs. I cannot talk today. To do it right, they'll have to pick out the best spot for their factories and housing. If a residential neighborhood is placed too close to a factory or power plant, the Roma City citizens, known as the Urbies, won't feel at home and will perform poorer, resulting in less money for all Roma City players. Environmental protection is also a part of everyday life in Roma City, with environmentally friendly solar energy players can extract more energy as they can with a smoky coal factory. All right, I don't know who wrote this. Fire them. All right. The launch of the free-to-play browser game Roma City is planning for spring 2011. Inspiring urban designers can find more information about the game on the official website, romacity.com. Yes, and what actually caught my attention for this was the tagline, casual game for casual men. I was like, really? Really? Oh, my God. Okay.
So really, or really, they're hardcore men as opposed to hardcore men. What the hell is that?
You know, it's for those part-time men.
What are they the other part of the time?
Don't want to know. No, no.
Hey, Sarah, are you insulted by being called a casual man? I just...
Inquiring minds want to know.
I would go to bat for you, but, you know, we it's about the girls. But, wow, I would be insulted. I'm just saying. Casual.
I know, right?
The casual game for casual men. Oh, sometimes people, you got to think about what you're writing. Okay.
They don't, though.
It's just weird. All right. Well, more more beta stuff. There's a ton of betas.
Betas
got you crazy. Okay, so ASDA. ASDA. You guys know what those keys are on your keyboard? ASDA. Those are the first keys when you're learning to type. They've launched their beta. Actually, it's going to be open tomorrow, May the 19th. The all-new sequel to Games Campus' popular fantasy anime MMORPG. I can't talk still. Celebrates its open beta with multiple in-game events.
I tell you, girl, it's going to be one of those days all day long, and I don't know what's going on.
It is. In celebration of the open beta launch, Games Campus will host several exciting events over the course of the next month, including a race to log in, a soulmate leveling contest, a daily attendance event, lucky monster events with real-world prizes. Yes, we said real-world prizes. Mm-hmm. Players can join the open beta and find out more details about the event at a link we're going to put up for you because it's kind of long. I can tell you, asda2.gamecampus.com. You won't remember that, so we'll post it for you. The first players who log in to play ASDA2 tomorrow when the beta starts, log in throughout the OBT or advance their soulmate system bond the fastest until June 14th will win campus credit and in-game item prizes worth hundreds of dollars in the race to log in, daily attendance, and soulmate leveling contest. Did you really need to say that? Collect the most lucky monster tokens during the same period for a chance to win huge prizes like a Nintendo 3DS and games, iPods, gift cards to popular online stores, and more. Players who join in the open beta will also encounter the new avatar system, which will grant players extensive control over their character's look and style. Players can also join forces with the revolutionary soulmate system to level faster and become far more powerful than when playing alone. Oh, that's going to be a problem. They will also have the opportunity to gain access to unique soulmate abilities and skills, thus gaining bonus item rewards and in-game perks by playing together.
Together.
And you can check out the rest of the story and the game via the link I'm about to post on our website. I hope you guys enjoy. Let us know. I don't know if we'll be getting over because we have suddenly been inundated with game reviews. Yes, we have lots of stuff to share with you.
We do.
Mm-hmm. And what I do notice about this lovely game is the images that they're sharing, their logo is almost identical to the logo for The Sims. The typeface, the colors, the way they have it set up. And I'm going to post this, the picture up at the top. You tell me if you don't see the same thing. And I'm saying, why would you do that? You know EA is going to come after you.
FDA is going to come after you. We're going to get it. We're going to laugh.
They're going to try to buy you, and then they're going to fire all of you. You know how they roll?
That is exactly how they roll. And it's all your fault, guys. All your fault.
They mm-hmm. brought it up on themselves. That's all I got to say. Matter of fact, I'm going to give the link to Ginger so she can see it. Wait a minute.
Why'd you have to bring it up on yourself? What were you thinking?
Okay, Ginger, you take a look at that link right there.
I am opening up that link.
And then if you go to the right there where the screenshots are, once it loads up.
Oh, it's not letting me. Oh. Why is it telling me I'm not logged in?
Oh, well,
I'm logged in.
Then I'll put it up for you later. Anyway.
I'm all like, you are not logged in. I'm all like, I'm not?
Yes, I am.
I'm looking at other stuff from your website. I'm pretty sure I'm logged in.
Crazy. La, la, la. Well, it's about to be up anyway. It's about to be up in a couple seconds.
Okay.
And then you can tell me what you think. Oh, you know what? We got to take a break anyway. So.
Break time. Dun, 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 dun.
So, you did not just start singing You Can't Touch
This. Totally did.
Oh, what are we going to do with the ginger? Remember, guys, out there, you can find this news and other news on our website.
Miss Pac-Man, baby.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
On our website, GameAndAntrix.com.
Baby, I'm in love with you so.
GameAndAntrix.com. This is crazy.
I'm totally dancing to this track.
I believe it. That's why I'm laughing. Remember, if you love us, favorite us. And when I hit my head, I think I hit something that I needed to function properly. Anybody know what happens when you get the product? Your head hits.
Yeah. When I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary young circle. Mean, colorful ghost will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man. And that is why I love you.
Why I love
from your big round bottom to the top of your boat.
Oh, I cannot wait till we're going to call, what is that day? We're going to call that Miss Pac-Man Day. I think we should just, this could be fun. Anyway.
That has been so much fun.
I love it. Like I love the precious.
I love the precious.
All
right, well, I guess it is my turn for a story, isn't it?
Wait, before you do, go look at that. Go look at that. It should be up here in just like a millisecond.
I'm going. GameAndAntrix.
And see if you see what I see. Somebody, let me feature it. I'll make it easy for you. Somebody going to get fired. No.
Someone going to get cut.
I just have to show you guys, like, why is she doing that? Because I want you to go look at it, too. If you're not listening.
All right, the Stronghold Kingdoms.
I think that's it. No, ASDA.
Oh, ASDA.
Go look at that. Check that out. Is that not the Sims logo to you?
Well, if it were showing.
You don't want to play right?
Whee! There we go, ASDA. Launches its open beta tomorrow. That does.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to get sued.
I wonder if you can. You know, I... Wow.
Well, it was nice knowing you, ASDA.
Is that just not the Sims logo? If you squint real hard, you'd swear it's
that
just
is.
Too.
Bend over, grab your ankles. Because,
It's going to be ugly. Okay, so... I got... People are going to be going to play this game just because we told them.
Just to stick it to EA. Mm-hmm.
I am sorry. And, you know, there's companies like the company that hosts our stores. And thank some of you guys out there. You love buying the T-shirts and all that stuff that we have, mugs and whatnot. Once upon a time, we designed a shirt. This was for PAX, I think, 2008. And they wouldn't even allow us to use the colors from Facebook if we were making reference to Facebook because you can't say it directly.
they were like, we'll get sued. So we had to take that T-shirt down. And people were mad at me, too. Some of you want that T-shirt. I'm sorry, but I can't do anything about it. But, you know, so I'm wondering what's going to happen here if EA gets a look at this. This is pretty much their logo, just with
it is
words.
And somebody done screwed up.
I'm just wondering if they realize they did it. That's just crazy.
Somebody knows they did it.
Mm.
And they probably did it on purpose.
You're about to lose us, people. Got to download to hear the rest.
Yes, you do. Yay. All right. So I guess it's my turn for a story.
Wee.
Yay. And sorry, my mic is doing something weird. Ben Heck builds a custom game share controller for a healthy cause on this week's episode of Element 14's The Ben Heck Show. Yay! I had actually never heard about this until then, but I may have to go watch this. Modding Gurus, a latest project, supports the Games for Health project to support parent and child interaction. Element 14, the first collaborative social community and electronics store for design engineers and electronics enthusiasts, and Modding Guru Modding Guru Benjamin J. Heckendorn, a.k.a. Ben Heck, thank you for cutting down that name, because oh my god, transform common gaming tools into a game share controller, designed to promote parent-child interaction in support of the Games for Health project on today's episode of The Ben Heck Show. Ben Sawyer, a co-founder of the Games for Health project, and his son Everett also stopped by Ben's workshop to lend a helping hand. It was a pleasure to have the opportunity to work with Ben Sawyer again, says Ben Heck. I always enjoy bouncing ideas off of him because he's so innovative in the video game world. With his experience and my engineering skills, we were able to build some great components that contribute to an awesome cause. The episode covers key components of the game share build that features two controllers, a dance pad, and a slam board. From prepping the master controller to ensure everything works in sync to designing a mock-up PCB accessory controller that allows children to play and learn alongside their parents without having to worry about the complexities of the game. Ben Sawyer also helps Ben Heck work through the design and testing process to ensure everything functions according to plan. Once complete, the two Bens and Everett were ready to get gaming. Kevin Yep, Chief Marketing Officer of Premier Farnell, says, "We were excited to see Ben bring this project to fruition. The Games for Health project is a great cause and mirrors Element 14's efforts to unite a community of like-minded individuals to work together towards a common goal. In this case, two Bens were even better than one."
No, sir.
Really? All right. Fans of the latest episode are invited to join the discussion on Element 14, or online at Element 14, which is element14.com, to send Ben a challenge for a future build or submit videos of their own builds. Also mark your calendars for this weekend's Maker Faire Bay Area, May 21st through the 22nd, 2011, where Ben will be at Element 14 booth demonstrating some awesome do-it-yourself modding projects and taking ideas for the show. Yay! All right, so what do we got? About the Ben Heck Show. The Ben Heck Show is a bi-weekly online television series aired in English that's dedicated to the science and art of system and hardware modding with a global audience of design engineers, students, and electronic enthusiasts. Sponsored exclusively by Element 14, each episode spotlights Ben's mods of popular electronic devices while educating viewers on the underlying technology powering each project. All right, so what is Element 14? Launched in June 2009, Element 14 is the first innovative information portal and e-community specifically built for electronic design engineers. It provides product data, design tools, and technology information whilst incorporating Web 2.0 functionality to facilitate communication, interaction, collaboration, and information sharing between colleagues around the world. Users can consult experts, discover trends, post blogs, articles, and comments in this worldwide forum. Since its launch, Element 14 has surpassed all of the target sets, has garnered overwhelmingly positive feedback from customers and suppliers alike, and is now attracting more than 24,000 visitors a week with new user profiles created each day. Element 14 is an innovative offering from Premier Farnell, a leader in multi-channel distribution and specialty services for electronic design engineers throughout Europe, the Americas, and Asia Pacific. It has a stock. We don't care about that. So anyways, you want to find out more about Element 14, element14.com. Woo! All right, I'm done.
Wow.
Yeah, they were going to go into the whole stock prices and all that fun stuff. And I was like, you know what? We don't care. If they want to read that, they can go over there and check that out. We don't
care.
That's
right.
Exactly.
Good
for you. You're doing awesome. I don't want to read it. Thanks.
Oh, y'all have caught the ginger on a bad day. I just want to tell y'all, a bad day. You have messed up badly. Okay, here's my thing. I want to know, did one of my windows crash? I lost my lovely story that I had open. So I guess I will have to find a new one to share with you all, which won't be hard. Well, Android market is coming under fire from the people over at PopCap. PopCap says, we got it like that now, so we can say stuff we want to say. PopCap's head of studios, Ed Allard, has said that whilst his company is excited by the opportunities, they're always excited, on the Android marketplace, the ecosystem needs to address some of its problems in order to become a better place to do business. Speaking as part of a larger interview with GamesIndustry.biz, of course, he expressed some concerns, some of the same concerns about IGDA over the terms and conditions imposed by the Amazon Android App Store. Say that five times fast. And how he felt that happy relationships between developers and Amazon would be crucial to his success. He says, I absolutely understand. I understand. When he was questioned, when they were questioned about Amazon's pricing policies.
Do you really understand? Are you sure you understand?
Yes. And he says that his general approach is that I certainly don't represent the business side of the company that really approached that and signed that deal. Is that my view is that anyone who wants to be successful in the Android marketplace needs to solve some of the handset marketplace fragmentation problems, and they need to be open and fair to developers who are making great content. If you look at what's been successful on the iPhone App Store, it's not just all the big boys that are being successful there. It's the small, out-of-nowhere developers that have massive hits. So wherever they're standing, I think any successful marketplace has to evolve to be supportive of and not take advantage of the little guy. So I certainly get the concern, and I hope to see the entire Android marketplace, whether it's Amazon or others, evolve to a place that's a little more sane and well-understood for developers to navigate. Of course, IGDA, the International Game Developers Association's concerns were centered on Amazon's controls on how offering exclusivity and pricing, especially their potentially devastating effects on small developers. I'm giving up talking. However, the huge market share with Android, the huge market share which Android represents, should those marketplace issues be addressed, is a welcome prospect. Allard continued. You can check out more of the story over at GamesIndustry.biz. I don't think either one of them are very user-friendly, period. I don't know what Android is like on the developer side. I have one of their developer kits. I haven't really touched that one yet. I have the Apple one. Mm-hmm. And I dare say it's not all that user-friendly on both sides, being a customer and being a developer. I don't know about the pricing. I'm just saying as far as trying to jump in and get started. When I started learning to do C++, you know, I did my first little Hello World program in a matter of minutes. Found really great tutorials over at, I want to say Garage Games. I think that's not their name anymore. But so I'm still messing around with this, and I've had it for about a month. I don't think either one of them are very user-friendly. And the last night, we don't even want to talk about me trying to sign up for the App Store. I was an angry bird. Yeah, I was an angry bird before I ever even played it. I was very angry.
Uh-oh.
Bird is UK for girl. Just so y'all know. Y'all know I hang out with them UK people.
Yeah. UK people?
Hush up you.
What? All right. Well, to close out the day, I want to read about a stupid person. Yes, I do. Stupid people.
What am I going to do with JJ?
I know. What's worse is I can't even say stupid people aren't allowed to breed because he didn't.
Oh.
All right, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Parent angry over adoption joke in Portal 2. Yes, a North Carolina father and apparently not very smart person has gotten his 5 to 10 minutes of fame by complaining about adoption jokes in Portal 2. Charlotte News Channel WBTV indulges the complaining parent in a story that goes out of its way to malign one of the best games of 2011. According to the report, Neil Staple was playing Portal 2 with his adopted daughter. He was enjoying the game, playing it with his daughter, and having a grand old time. Suddenly, jokes started to fly about one of the characters being adopted, and Staple found himself utterly offended. None of the other jokes and occasionally crude humor bothered him, apparently. Yes, Mr. Stupid Guy goes on to say, it throws the question, the most ultimate question that the child is ever gonna have for you, and it just throws it right in your living room. It says it's rated E for everybody, and I'm thinking maybe it's rated E for everybody except for orphans. You know what, butthurt dude, I got you some lube. The moment in the game he is speaking of is when one of the robot characters says to the protagonist, "All right, fatty, adopted fatty, 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 no parents." Later, a fact excluded from the report, the character says that there is nothing wrong with being adopted. Staple said that most people won't find the joke offensive unless they are adopted. Ignorant guy says, if you're not an adoptive parent, it's probably not that big of a deal to you. If you are, it's literally the worst thing I could have probably heard. Of course, his daughter is sticking to her guns, he says. She's sticking to her guns that she didn't hear it. And to me, that message means that she's not ready to talk about it, and I'm not going to force it.
Or maybe she really just didn't hear it.
Or didn't care.
Yes.
Which may prove a different point. People that are adopted aren't as sensitive as parents that contact local news channel looking for a few fleeting moments of fame. At least the young girl from China can say she's adopted the next time her father makes a fool of himself on the local news.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Mr. Staple, you're an idiot. Please never talk on TV again, okay? You fell at life. Good for you. You adopted a child. I'm sure you've been a wonderful parent to her until now. Because right now, you're just making an idiot of yourself.
Well, good God. And we got 2 minutes. Let me just say this. I say this all the time, and I bring up Rockstar as a shining example of people who make fun of every possible stereotype, everything to do with women and men. And guess what? Not one person protested GTA 4.
And there was some cracked up stuff in that game.
I'm telling you, if you listen to the radio stations, it is hilarious. What's my favorite one? There's a guy that's making fun of a Latino guy's name. He says, what kind of name is Laszlo anyway? No, he says, what kind of name is Martinez or something like that? And he says, well, your name is Laszlo. That's a clown name. So I love the, you know, the back and forth banter. It's people, it's a game, and sometimes you're going to hear things that you don't like, and you have to take it with a grain of salt. As again, GTA is one of the most sexist, racist, speciesist games on the planet, and I enjoyed every minute of it because I understand it's a game and it's a joke, and you have to be prepared kind of when you sit down. Yeah. That you may not hear or see some things that you're going to like, and just enjoy it or turn it off and put it away and say, I'm not playing this. But please don't get your but
hurt.
Or on the news saying crazy.
Get off the corn cob, dude.
All right, guys, it's time for us to get out of here. For the rest of you, it is Wednesday. I'd like to tell you, please hang on. Yes, try to get out of there alive.
You like Get Out Alive? Dude, I love that song. I've got it on my YouTube list.
Because this is Left 4 Dead 4. Try to get out alive, people. Try to get out of work alive today. You've got 2 more days till Friday, and then you're back to your gaming.
Time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands. They're bound to